Good morning, and welcome to Netia's full year 2011 results conference call. Hosting today's call will be Mr. Miroslav Godlevski, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. John Isik, Chief Financial Officer. Following management's formal comments, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. Mr. Godlevski, you may now begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Netia Q4 and full year 2011 financial results. Throughout the call, we will be referring to presentation posted on our website, on Netia's website, today in the morning, early morning. So I hope you will be able to follow our thoughts as we will be referring to page numbers of that presentation. You will also see us referring in that presentation quite often to old and new Netia, and technically speaking, this is to differentiate between pre- and post-Dialog and Crowley acquisition numbers. But as we said before, these were transformational acquisitions we've made, and we are seeing new Netia being built as we speak, more than just a technical differentiation between old and new set of numbers. Right now, Netia is 2 billion plus Zlotys revenue company with almost 3 million services, with 2 million customers, strong and national infrastructure, powerful brand, and most importantly, profitable with healthy 10% plus free cash flow margin. As I'm proud of what we've accomplished, and I'm positive about sustainability of this one of the best KPIs among European outlets, the attention goes into the future of what new Netia can become. Short term, it's about getting maximum synergies out of the integration we are running right now, but long term, it is about building a very new set of competences and competitive strengths. Our brand is already recognized by 50% of internet customers in Poland, and I'm referring to aided awareness, but it's recognized as a TV brand. And we have already more than 50,000 customers, while changing our organization to be even better suited for this market. If I go back in the memory to 5 years ago, when we were a plain telephony company focused on business customers almost exclusively, you know, the task was to become an internet company, and we've succeeded on that task. I think no one has doubts about it, being by far the second biggest provider of internet services and having the brand, which is right after Google in the Polish market, associated with internet services. So we are at the beginning of making it happen now for the TV services. That also includes changing the organization as such, for instance, hiring people from cable TV and media industries. It's a very exciting time for us, I have to say. Now, with this little introduction, let us start with hard figures. On page 2, and I'll be happy to share how we finished 2011, which that page looks at our guidance, which we broadly delivered. So total revenue arrived at 1,593,000,000 zlotys, and this is the old Netia column I'm referring to, with a change of 1% on year-over-year basis. Our adjusted EBITDA was 403 million, and we've reached the targeted EBITDA margin of 25%. We've invested capital, excluding M&A, at 14% of revenue, which again is within the guidance, not only for 2011, but also midterm guidance of staying below 15% of capex spendings. Operating free cash flow was 174 million. We've reached broadband subscribers of 750,000. And you can look far to the right column to see that new Netia actually has more than 900,000 broadband subscribers right now. The line, which I think we'll be showing the last time, which because we've delivered on that target of unbundled local loops, is at 706 loops unbundled. And that completes our almost 3-year project of making it happen. If you flip to page three, I'll walk you through some of other highlights of 2011. I've covered off revenue and broadband subscribers, so just a few more words on LLU rollout, as it is completed, as I've mentioned. And we've added 9,000 subscribers just in fourth quarter on LLU. And in total, we finished the year with 184 clients, and that includes 107,000 gross migrations from BSA WLR. It's worth to underline it because this is one of the profitability enhancement efforts we've been taking over the past years. When we will be talking about new Netia, an important part of that will be rollout of NGA. We'll have a full page devoted to that later on. But I'm happy to say that the initial targets of Q4 launched initiative have been delivered last year. Also, we took impairment reversal of 221 million zlotys, and we've recorded it in the fourth quarter. That is really reflecting our strong improvement of the operating performance and also our trust in the future value of the company. I've commented already on the operating free cash flow of being record high numbers for us of 174 million, but I'll be happy to show you later in the presentation that we are aiming at almost doubling that amount for 2012. I think it's never enough to really talk about this exciting acquisitions for us. We've completed in fourth quarter of last year buying California Dialogue Group, which strengthens our position in home and SOHO SME market segments, and completing on the same day an acquisition of Crowley Data Poland, which supports our growth in corporate and SME segments. We'll talk about it in more detail, but integration process to create this new Netia is fully underway, and Jonathan Istik will be sharing more insights on that with you. Let's look at broadband in more detail in page 4. On the right-hand side of the page, you see bars which are really showing that the fixed broadband market growth is slowing down, while Netia gains share within that market. And new Netia total share in fixed broadband market is already estimated at 14.4%. I'm happy to report that 46% of customers are served directly via new Netia's own network, which again is important from the profitability improvements. Broadband ARPU in fourth quarter was stable versus other earlier quarters and also on a year-on-year basis. And also we've managed to lower our SAC in old Netia, and that has been driven by lower external commissions per unit and also capitalization of our proprietary routers and set-top boxes, which I think we've been already sharing with you as a part of the initiative. Looking at page 5 on the on voice, we see that volumes are under pressure as Netia focuses on higher end and higher ARPU customers through upselling unlimited national calls. Here, we became really, really strong in that market. New Netia share in fixed voice market is almost 20%. And again, 38% of our customers are serviced directly on a new Netia own network. Also here, there is a good news. It's a stabilized blended voice ARPU in 2011 at 50 zlotys, which supports stable top line from the big fixed voice services. As I mentioned earlier, it's really worth spending a little bit more time on NGA and IPTV rollout, as this constitutes fundamentals of new Netia, of this transformation into a very new company. And you can see some of those details on page 6. So let me just remind everyone what the NGA and IPTV characteristics are. When we refer to that, we talk about high-speed broadband transfer on really three technologies: VDSL with up to 50 megabits speed, fiber to the building, which is Ethernet technology of 100 megabit within the building, and also PON with up to 1 gigabit type of speeds. The other important element is this of the NGA is the capability to deliver free play, and that including HD TV, and also streaming content to customers with simultaneous, that's important part of the free play, high-speed broadband transfer. You will see more of the features coming through our Netia player throughout 2012. But the basic concept of Netia player and that TV we are delivering to the Polish market, it includes VOD, PVR, multi-room functionalities, you know, widgets, and on and on. And this is all available through Wi-Fi connection within the household. So we slowly are delivering a fully integrated experience within Netia created integrated home environment. Right now, we already have 50,000 TV customers, including HBO Go, so the streamed concept of TV programming. And there is over 28,000 customers on this upgraded NGA network, bearing in mind we just started doing it in the middle of last year. But also important topic to raise, that IPTV coverage does not limit only to this upgraded NGA network, parts of the network, but also it's feasible on ADSL 2+ technology. We are having a commercial rollout already to the customers with the 14 meg plus type of the speeds, which we see it after user tests are happy with the triple play and are confirming that they have TV services including HD channels and fast enough internet connection. And this is all happening with 14-plus speed, which, again, it's ADSL 2-plus is enough, and it doesn't have to even be upgraded into VDSL or PON technology. So a few words on the status of this upgrade into NGA. Along with Dialog, we have now 780,000 NGA-ready home spots where we can render those triple-A services, and by end of this year we will upgrade that network to 1.2 million home spots, and the whole potential we are seeing is at the level of 2.5 million of 50 meg plus type of speeds for the home spots, which really compares us strongly against the leading Polish cable operators in terms of the number of home spots to which those services can be rendered. With that, I'll go quickly to page 7, just to give you an update on how is our mobile subscriber base developing. You can see that we already have more than 30,000 mobile broadband services in 2011. At old Netia, we've been selling and we are selling mobile services mostly to SMEs with one office offer, while Dialog group contributes to home voice customers, but also contributes around 10% to our total mobile broadband subscriber base on the as a result. So in total, new Netia has around 52,000 mobile voice services at the end of 2011. Going forward, new Netia will focus, like Dialog, on addressing commercial attractiveness of MVNO-based voice solutions through bundling with fixed services, and that including converged offers. So I think as we have really a lot of material to cover today, I will pass to Jonathan Istik, CFO, to walk you through more details on the financial side of 2011 performance. Jonathan?
Thank you, Mirek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on the call today. I will take you through the next few slides, which broadly cover our financial performance for 2011. I'm going to give you a little update on how the acquisitions of Dialog and Crowley closed in mid-December of last year. and also give you an update on how we're doing with integrating those two companies into new Netia. So to kick it off, I'll start with slide 8, which deals with our profitability and financial performance. We finished, as old Netia, we finished 2011 with 1,593 million zloty of revenue, which is a year-on-year growth of 1.5%. And for the quarter, it was a strong quarter, 401.1 million zloty of revenue, 1.8% up on a year earlier, and sequentially up by about 7 million zloty. Very strong quarter performance coming in from the corporate and the SOHO SME segments, and I'll take you through that during the next couple of slides. EBITDA came in at 403.2 million zloty, 25.3% margin, which is 12.2% up on last year at the adjusted level. And for the quarter, we did 103 million, just a little bit below the 105 we posted in Q3. Obviously, Q4 is always a heavy commercial quarter, but we did manage to reduce our unit sacks, and it was another good quarter from a cost control perspective. So we were able to get very close to the 105 million that was our record ever EBITDA that we posted in Q3. You'll see on the slide also figures for new Netia. I have some more information on the consolidation impact later in the presentation. The two transactions closed on the 14th and 16th of December, so basically what you see in our numbers is the consolidated impact for 2 weeks of December in terms of profitability. And our balance sheet now reflects our fair value estimates of the assets we acquired from both businesses. Pro forma, the combined businesses finished last year, so 2011, with revenue of 2,185 million zloty and a pro forma adjusted EBITDA of 546 million zloty. Going forward, in our interim reporting for 2012, we will be doing our best to give you pro forma comparatives on the numbers as best as we can. Right now, we're working calculating these pro formas month by month so that we're able to do that. Okay, so moving on to slide 9, which breaks down the quarter-by-quarter revenue performance for old Netia. A couple of things to highlight here. The fourth quarter was a good one for data revenue, 157 million zloty, 6% up year on year, with positive performance on both on network and off network, meaning LLU and BSA revenue. This is reflecting our focus on value and keeping our ARPUs at a stable level. Tougher situation on voice customers. At the end of the year, we had 3.7% fewer RGUs, fewer voice services than we did a year earlier. Revenue Q4 to Q4 was down 6%, but a big chunk of that, as always, is the relatively rapid deterioration on indirect access, which is really a legacy product from many, many years ago. Going forward, we've added a lot of bulk on voice services with the acquisition of Dialog. We're now roughly 20% of the total fixed line market. But we're confident with that extra bulk we'll be able to stabilize the situation during the course of the year in terms of voice RGUs. And we're looking for a continued value-driven strategy in this segment of our revenues. Moving on to slide 10, a quick overview of the segment information for old Netia. I think the overriding theme here is stable EBITDA margins across all the segments. The residential segment with this value-driven approach over the last 12 months has actually moved on its EBITDA margin from 15% a year ago in Q4 up to 19.4% Q4 this year. So the EBITDA in absolute terms has gone up from 32 million in the quarter to 39 million in Q4 of 2011. Soho SME continues to be the most dynamic segment in terms of growth. We have $52 million of revenue in Q4, 8% up on a year earlier. We're also doing very well on in terms of keeping the EBITDA margins at a stable level in the low 30s. Corporate is also doing very well, getting stronger and stronger by the quarter, and bringing in lots of new business, especially on the data segment. So things on the corporate side of the business looking looking very good going forward for 2012. Slide 11 deals with our CapEx performance and also free cash flow, again for the old Netia. We finished 2011 from a CapEx perspective within our guidance with just under 230 million zloty of fixed asset investments. Within that was the last major rollout of LLU equipment. There was also about 12 million zloty spent on the NGA upgrades that Mirek mentioned in his presentation earlier. We managed to do 550,000 upgraded homes passed for a relatively modest 12 million zloty. This year, there won't be much of an LLU rollout. The money will be moved into investing in the next wave of homes passed for NGA, with approximately 40 million of zloty of funding allocated for that purpose in 2012. As a combined business, we're giving guidance today that you can see on this slide for new Netia. The CapEx target for the year, excluding integration CapEx, is 300 million zloty. We have within that number a full year of capitalizing our Netia spots and Netia player CPE, the 40 million of NGA that I mentioned, and obviously the Dialog and Crowley ongoing CapEx. We anticipate that our NGA strategy will be unified across the businesses between Dialog and Netia going forward, even in 2012. In that regard, we're not expecting to emphasize PON as heavily, at least in the short run, as Dialog was doing previously, and that's one of the reasons why the free cash flow margin that we're forecasting of 300 million for 2012 is going to be so strong. Looking at operating free cash flow, we delivered 174 million zloty in the whole of 2011 for old Netia. As I just mentioned, the target for this year is 300 million zloty, so we grew by 9% last year. The fourth quarter was actually cash flow positive, which is quite unusual because the CapEx normally is back-end loaded in a year, but last year we managed to accelerate a number of projects and Q4 was actually flat compared to Q3 on the CapEx side. Moving on to slide 12, I'll just walk you through some of the key the key numbers going on below the adjusted EBITDA figures. Here you see the new Netia adjusted EBITDA of 408 million zloty. So the 2 weeks of consolidation contributed approximately 5 million zloty to the reported figures that you'll see in our financial statements. As Mirek already touched on, we did book another impairment reversal, very similar to last year, of 221 million zloty. I'll be talking more about that in a moment. The total bill for M&A, mainly related to Dialog and Crowley, but also covering the Ethernet operators, came in at 10.4 million zloty. This is obviously the full cost now because the transactions closed during 2011, so there won't be any further cost showing up in 2012. Integration costs are the million zloty there. This is the first part of the integration project to put the two companies together. We were already working in December, so a small amount's coming in at that point. Also worth dwelling for a second on universal service. We've now provided 5 million zloty for Netia only, 7 million zloty for the entire group. in order to basically pro rata make a reserve in line with the judgments that the regulator has issued. The regulator last year opined on TPSA's applications, first of all for 2006 through 2009, and then towards the end of the year on 2010. So assuming pro rata that the judgment for 2011 is similar, we've now got a reserve all the way through to the middle of 2011. From the middle of 2011, there is no operator in Poland that's designated to provide universal service on fixed line, so we're assuming, therefore, that we won't be making or needing to make such provisions or payments going forward. So that means that the EBITDA reported was 611 million zloty. Depreciation came in at 303 million for Old Netia, with another 5 million coming in from the 2 weeks of the consolidation. So we ended the year with an EBIT of 302 million zloty, 100 million for Old Netia, a slight negative contribution for those 2 weeks of December from the two acquired companies. And that's really just seasonality, because a lot of heavy expenditure comes in right at the end of the year. We're expecting approximately 25 million zloty positive contribution during the course of 2012 from the two acquisitions at the EBIT level. Profit before tax was 317 million zloty, and net profit 248 million zloty for the full year. You can also see on the slide that following redemption of the shares that we bought back during the course of 2011, we now have approximately 382 million shares outstanding. Slide 13 deals with the impairment reversal. As I mentioned, the amount was quite similar to last year. This time, the main reasoning behind the reversal was that we've kicked off the NGA upgrade of our network, which is going to extend the useful life of our copper networks, and we've launched our TV services, which should stabilise our subscriber base and lead to increasing revenues, compensating for lost revenue on voice services going forward. Those factors together mean that the cash flow profile long run looks a lot better than it did in last year's test, which is reflected in the terminal growth rate being increased from minus 1.5 to flat at the end of the projection period. So that translated into 221 million zloty reversal. The absolute amount would have been more than that, but that's the maximum amount that we're allowed to reverse under the accounting standards. So there will not be any further reversals going forward. One other important thing to avoid any misunderstandings, this test was performed on Old Netia only. It doesn't include the impact of the synergies that we're forecasting on the integration with Dialog and Crowley. Those two businesses are treated as separate cash-generating units until such a time as we actually integrate them into the combined business, which should really happen during the course of 2012. Slide 14 just summarises how we closed the two transactions in the middle of December. Dialog Group, the final EV that we paid for the company was 880 million zloty. There was more cash in the business at closing than we paid in assumed or in the May cash plus interest to KGHM, so that improved the EV from 890 down to 880. That translates to 6.7 times the standalone EBITDA that Dialog reported for 2011. And with the synergies that we announced back in September, this means that we're effectively paying 4.1 times, including synergies. In the case of Crowley, the final EV came in at 98 million zloty. There's still some adjustments to negotiate with the seller based on the purchase agreement, so a balance sheet true-up but this figure covers the worst-case scenario in that negotiation. This translates to 7 times EBITDA and 2.8 times when we take the synergies into account. So we think both very value-accretive acquisitions if the synergy plans come through as we're projecting. In terms of our financing position, we paid for the companies with net about 328 million zloty of our own cash after deducting the cash that was in the companies that we acquired. And we ended the year with 700 million of outstanding debt and 150 million of cash overall. So we're actually levered at the modest level of 1x pro forma EBITDA for the combined new Netia, with outstanding net debt of about 560 million zloty at the end of last year. Obviously, that number will start to come down significantly during the course of 2012, given the free cash flow that we're projecting. The next slide, 15, gives you a quick summary of the impacts of the consolidation of Dialogue and Crowley onto the old Netia business. I won't go through this in detail, but the main comment here I would say is that the assets have already been fair valued, which is one of the reasons why we delayed announcing our results by a couple of weeks compared to our normal schedule this year, so that we could get that done. What you see on the graph on the bottom left hand side is that goodwill was recognised in the deal of 180 million zloty against the combined EV for the two companies of 978 million zloty. So this really, what I'd like to underline is that this is really a very asset backed transaction. We weren't just buying customers, but we were buying access networks in a part of the country where Netia has not traditionally been present. A quick update on the integration project, which I have the pleasure of heading up within the company in support of Mirek. We're moving very much at full speed on this integration already. We've finished the first phase of the project, which was mainly around identifying quick wins that are under implementation at the moment, and most importantly defining the senior leadership of the company going forward. So the management board and the top level of department directors are already nominated. The nominations for the second and third level of managers where such levels exist within the organisation are going on as we speak, and we'd hope to have that finished by the end of March. So in terms of organisation, we're very advanced, and hopefully by the time we get into April, May, the vast majority of employees are going to know who they report to and what the future holds for their part of the business. The second phase of the project is underway at the moment. In addition to those organisational elements, there's a huge amount of work going on right now in terms of planning the more difficult projects to implement. These are things like combining departments, choosing locations, deciding which buildings we need going forward, which ones we can let go, and obviously planning out the key IT integrations and the timelines. So all the detailed planning work should be finished towards the end of April. And we are giving you some guidance today in terms of financials, but it may change slightly when we finish the planning phase in April. And if so, then we'll report that along with Q1 numbers in May. You can also see in terms of the organisation of the project, we have advisors through this planning phase. We have a BCG is supporting us on the project. We have advisors for, let's say, the human and the personnel side of the project, which is obviously going to also be very demanding. And we have an integration office established and 16 different work streams established to make sure that we deliver the synergies that we've estimated. As of now, everything looks on track. We've not really uncovered any negative surprises that might later require us to downgrade our guidance. So we're feeling very, very confident at this point in time. The next slide just gives you a little outline of where these synergies are going to come from. It's going to be more or less a three-year process, but with the vast majority of projects finished already in 2012. In 2013, the final integration of the biggest IT platforms, particularly billing and customer CRM, will occur, and the final synergies from running the whole business off of one platform would be taken during 2013, and a few smaller areas where we have to wait for agreements to expire and things like that may need to wait till 2014. But the project is almost fully planned out. This year we're expecting OPEX one-offs below adjusted EBITDA of up to 50 million zloty. That obviously includes severance and one-off expenses. In terms of CapEx, there's about 30 million zloty allocated for integrating the two networks during the course of 2012. So with those comments, I'd like to pass it back to Mirek to take you through guidance and our M&A and distribution policy. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Let's flip to page 18, where we are listing guidance for 2012 and also an updated financial goals for the next 8 years, which is the time span of our strategy as announced last year. So we are envisioning a number of services to be at 2.9 million at the end of 2012. And looking forward beyond 2012, we see progressive growth in this number of services, RGUs, and services per subscriber should reach 2, which is again in line with what we've announced as a target last year. We also should see continuously increasing value share in the fixed telecom market. This market is shrinking, so it's not meaning you know, high growth, but the market share we are confident of improving. Revenue should reach 2,185,000,000 zlotys. Adjusted EBITDA we are forecasting to be at 600 million zlotys, so 50% up compared to last year, but obviously this has this includes integrated entities of Dialog and Crowley, so that gives us 27.5% EBITDA margin. EBITDA margin going forward, we are envisioning within the range of 27% to 29% range throughout next decade. The range will greatly depend on how the rates on the regulations are changing, but also you know, the speed at which we are adding new services as well as migrating customers to our own networks. CapEx should be at 300 million. That excludes integration outlays. And CapEx ratio, as stated before, should stay below 15% during all the time, but at that higher level when we are upgrading networks and falling to 10 to 12% range when those upgrades are completed. So that gives 300 million zlotys free cash flow, as I said, almost doubling compared to what we've delivered as a old Netia in 2011. And obviously this creates a very attractive, very healthy operating free cash flow. And we are foreseeing this free cash flow margin to stay that way, stay continuously above 12% going forward. So with that, let's flip to real last page and last update on how we are looking at M&A activities, which has a direct impact on our distribution policy and view on dividends. So let's start with just M&A. We are still seeing several transformational M&A opportunities in the Polish market. And therefore, we try to maintain financial flexibility for potential acquisition of such targets throughout 2012. Those opportunities would, if they happen, would allow us to increase leverage up to what is really, on one hand, sustainable, and on the other hand, almost an ideal level of leverage of 2x EBITDA. And we are thinking about it through an increase of senior debt or issuance of 5-year PLN-denominated bonds. And it's being in the process of discussion within management board and with supervisory board. At the same time, as you are aware, part of our strategy is consolidation of Ethernet operators, and this consolidation will continue to happen, but we finance it completely from our own free cash flow generation, so it's outside the scope of thinking about increase of the debt or bonds. So that leads us into distribution policy considerations. As a reminder, on AGM held on June 2011, there has been adopted a share buyback program, which grants us right to acquire and redeem up to 12.5% of net cash share capital, utilizing assigned funds of up to 350 million zlotys. So within this program, we've already executed buyback of 2.5% for which we've spent 49 million zlotys, and we've redeemed, as a result, 9.8 million shares. So going forward, we are allocating up to 75 million of additional funds to reinitiate this buyback program in near terms, and this is a subject of SB approval as per the AGM resolution. But that's our strong feeling about what we can do without really hindering our M&A activities. Management also expects, as you see in the guidance, a significant increase in EBITDA and free cash flow generation, especially once those synergies of Dialog and Crowley are realized. So beyond 2012, we are thinking of institutionalizing a long-term dividend policy once we gain a full clarity over 2012 M&A activity. So just quickly summarizing, and I would encourage you to jump to page 20, the last page of the presentation, and then we would be happy to receive any questions from you. The way we see it, fourth quarter and really full 2011 was another strong year and another strong quarter for Netia in what we see as a challenging market environment, and we are very happy of being able to deliver broadly the guidance we provided you with. As mentioned many times, Dialog Group and Crowley Data Poland transactions have been closed in December, and integration is full speed underway, which is one of the cornerstones of creating what we call new Netia. But it's not only about the size, it's about also confirming stability and a strong profitability of our operating activities, and also building new TV-driven competences, which will set us for a very new commercial opportunities going forward. This planned strong cash flow expansion and margin improvements also provide Netia with significant flexibility to further consolidation of the market and also consideration of a distribution of a surplus cash via share buybacks. That's more of a short-term view in 2012 already, and also potential introduction of a long-term dividend policy starting from 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention. We know we've had used more time than usually, but as you see, there is a lot of material to cover. But again, we are happy to receive any questions from you right now. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press 7 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. Our first question today comes from the line of Jacob Viscardi from IBM. Please go ahead. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning. I have a few questions from my side. First question regards your long-term EBIT margin, because as you said, your long-term EBITDA margin should stay below between 27-29%, while we'll see substantial growth of D&A this year, more than 60% to 475 million. And the level of the net profit in the long-term horizon will be important from the point of view of your long-term dividend policy and dividend payout ratio possibilities. So could you say a little bit more about your expected D&A in the following years and the EBIT margin? And I have also a question regarding this D&A growth this year. How much of this growth depends from the reversal of impairment charges and the other part from the consolidation of Dialog and Crowley? Thank you.
Okay, Jacob, very good questions. Thank you. And it's a very important point as well. You're right that the depreciation charge for 2012 we're projecting it should be 475 million zloty. This reflects a number of changes versus the standalone positions of the three businesses, Netia, Dialog and Crowley. Combined depreciation was roughly 400 million zloty when they were standalone businesses. On top of that, there's 37 million zloty coming from the impairment reversal. And most of the rest of the difference, up to 475, comes from the intangible assets that we've created when we did the fair value allocation of the opening balance sheet. You'll see that on the slide there where we did the asset allocation, and there's more details in the financial statements. But basically, customer contracts and the Dialog brand were given values, and they'll be amortized. In the case of customer contracts, it's 5 years. In the case of the brand, it will be shorter. So that 475 depreciation probably shouldn't vary too much for a few years, and then it would start to decline as some of these intangibles drop away. In terms of EBIT performance, as the synergies come through and as natural growth comes through, the EBITDA should be moving from 600 in the direction of 700 million zloty. So the EBIT would be moving from 125 in the direction of over 200 million over the next couple of years. Hopefully that answers your question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question today comes from the line of Konrad Szczepolski from Espiritu Santo. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Konrad Szczepolski from Espiritu Santo. Two questions from my side. Why the LLU net additions were so low in 4Q, only plus 9,000 versus 16,000 in the last quarter? And also, could you give us more details? I mean, what's the level of ARPU from your TV offer, and what client base do you expect at the end of 2012? That's it.
Yeah, thank you, Konrad, for those two questions. Let me try to address it, but we can also follow up with more details later if needed. The net additions are very much driven by the schedule of moving customers, and you know, we are trying not to run it together with other activities which have been also done in the fourth quarter. So I think that would be the major explanation for the fourth quarter LLU being lower than before. The client client base on TV, we are not providing a detailed guidance, but roughly I think we should be aiming at doubling the current base of services. It's still an early stage, and we are very positive about it, but kind of experimenting a little bit with which exactly which services are driving net adds. For instance, we are very positively moved by HBO Go as it opens our doors and opens our thinking toward streamed services being even more attractive to customers than just a linear IPTV concept. So we are kind of constantly adjusting our plans. While I have to say this new direction of a streamed content is actually very, very positive to us because, you know, we are much better suited for providing these services than other TV providers, including cable TV operators. I think the TV services we should be looking at as sold in bundles, and that's the direction we should be taking. So the bundle of a triple play, we should be looking at 100 to 120 zlotys type of a range on average as the ARPU.
Okay, and coming back to LLU, I mean, do you expect the net adds to improve in the coming quarters, or it was only like one-off effect, maybe related with a Dialog Crowley acquisition consolidation, etc. In the fourth quarter 11.
We'll not be seeing such you know, accelerated growth as it was through the beginning of the year, as we are more moving now into the organic gains of. There's still some to be transferred from Bitstream and WLR, but I think the weight of a new acquisitions of customers over LLU is going to be more and more important, and this is much slower pace of adding than through transfer from BSA.
Okay, so we should not expect LLU net adds to come back above 15,000 per quarter.
I think it's a correct assumption.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Your next question today comes from the line of Pavel Pachalski from BZWBK. Please go ahead.
Hello. Three questions from my side, if I might. The first one relates to things I miss in your long-term guidance. You used to forecast top-line growth. Now there is nothing about it. And there is one thing more. Amount of broadband clients. You used to provide this data, but now there is no guidance either in long-term or in 2012 forecast. Next question relates to something you mentioned as additional non-cash impact of integration, potential one. Well, in simple words, shall we expect a write-up or write-down on Dialog and Crowley assets in Q1 2012? And the third question, I would love to know where the management sees the proper, the right amount of debt for the company. I find current amount of net debt proper and correct, and if I knew the management find it the same way, I would be able to figure out where the future dividend or buybacks could come to.
All right, thank you for all the questions. I'll maybe start with the top line and broadband, and then I'll ask John to comment on the non-cash impact on integration and also the amount of debt. I think the long-term guidance is reflective of the strategy, and that's what it should be rather than continuation of what parameters or what KPIs have been forecasted before. And as we are shifting into a more TV-driven concept of our offer, along with the way the market is changing, you should see us actually more talking about the total number of RGUs and RGUs per client than number of broadband subscribers or top line growth. In particular, top line growth is a measure which is now, as we've reached 15%, 20% market share on voice broadband services, while the overall market is declining, it's becoming dependent also on how the whole market will behave. So we are aiming and we are confident of gaining value market share. Will it come through 5% top line growth? Will it come through 1% top line growth or a stable revenue? We are not feeling confident to forecast, especially within the kind of 8 years outlook. And on the broadband clients, as I said, RGU becomes more important as we see the market slowing down, and we are about to reach the goal defined kind of a million broadband subscribers target. John?
Yeah, regarding the non-cash write-downs, we've already made 150 million zloty adjustment in the asset valuation relating to fair valuing the network. You'll see that when you look at the details in the financial statements. So that was booked on the day we bought Dialog. So you won't get any large numbers coming through, I would hope, during 2012. What we had in mind with this statement was when office buildings, for example, are shut down, but you still have a few months of the lease to pay, then you have to make a provision for the fact that you're not using the premises. When the odd piece of IT equipment, we decide we don't want to use it anymore, we'll have to take a write-down on this kind of thing. So it's relatively small amounts related to miscellaneous integration projects, which we haven't estimated yet. So nothing particularly material, I would expect. And on the final question, in terms of leverage, as Mirek mentioned, there are a couple of acquisition opportunities still out there, so we're not getting aggressive with leverage for the time being. I would be comfortable with anything between 1-1.5 times EBITDA on a sustainable basis. So we're leaving ourselves enough headroom that we could go to 2 times to do acquisitions, but in between 1 and 1.5 would be probably where we would try to keep the business long run in a steady state.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Your next question today comes from the line of Igor Semenov from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you very much. Yeah, I have very simple questions. Do you have 2011 pro forma numbers, including a Dialog and CDP, if you book the full year revenues and EBITDA for them? So I just wanted to see revenue, EBITDA, and CapEx numbers for the company.
Igor, yes, thanks for the question. I did touch on it in the presentation, so maybe I didn't underline it enough. The full year 2011, eliminating all the intercompany between Dialog, Netia and Crowley, our first estimate is it was 2185 of revenue and 546 of adjusted EBITDA. The CapEx number is, I think, about 300 million zloty, just over 300 million zloty.
This is 2011 you're talking about?
2011, yes.
So basically you're looking at zero growth in revenues for 2012?
We're looking at flat revenue, mainly because of the pressure on the voice side.
Yeah.
Being a little bit conservative, given that our focus is obviously going to be somewhat distracted towards the integration, so we don't want to overpromise on revenue in 2012. As the TV strategy kicks in, I mean, we're hoping that the dynamic will improve.
But there is not much confidence in your voice.
No, I'm I'm confident. This year, flat, I think, is a number that we're comfortable with. And going forward, as the TV builds up and you get the churn benefits of bundled services kicking in, then there's no reason why it shouldn't start to grow again. But as Mirek said, you know, the market is shrinking. It's difficult to predict whether it's +1, +2, +3% at this point in time.
Right. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Prajemic Sawala from UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Carlton. So most of the questions were answered. Maybe just two. Any quick estimate of the value of the real estate at your disposal after the merger? And the other one is a quick update on TK Telecom or potential exit or tenders.
Yeah, on the real estate, nothing material, I think, is the answer. The head office building of Dialog is something that they lease, so there isn't anything particularly material to look for in terms of property.
Yeah, I still the biggest value actually in terms of real estate remains to be this office we own at Polecki, and the development of it is going on, but it's nothing we could report to you at this stage. TK Telecom, you will appreciate the fact that we would not be commenting as if you refer to the public information. There is a process going on, and obviously, as just being a player in the same field, you know, we feel we better should not be commenting it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And one final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7. We have a question coming through from the line of Pieter from KBC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. Piotr Avdij from KBC Securities. Got one question regarding cost of integration and synergies in 2012. Can you provide us with the net value of net impact of costs on 2012 results and years in the future?
We'll probably give more guidance on exactly how much synergy we'll realise in 2012 when we come back to you in May. We don't have a final number right now. And likewise, the cost estimate is not the absolutely final one. Everything really depends on whether a project is closed in September or in October or November. It has a very material impact on how much synergy comes through in the year. So we don't really feel comfortable right now telling you exactly how much it will be.
So right now there is only one thing is sure, that the cost is going to be higher than the synergies in 2012.
Yes, it looks that way. I mean, the thing is, we closed the transactions a little bit faster than we expected, which means that there'll be more projects finished during 2012 if all goes well than we were maybe originally expecting. So some of the costs of finish of those projects, are likely to come in right at the end of 2012, and we won't get any benefit until 2013. So that's really, it's just the fact that the whole project shifted forward by up to 2 months compared to what we were expecting.
Okay, and can you provide us as well with the change in the headcount in coming year? Because it seems that there was asymmetry in terms of revenues and number of employees in Dialog and Netia. So probably you will try to lower the number.
Yes, there was a symmetry, but I think this would be just a simplification to compare it. If I had seen it once in the press of a revenue per head, because it greatly depends on the model any company is choosing. Just to give an example, at Netia we would have an equivalent of probably roughly 200 people outsourced for the network maintenance, while at the Dialog that was in-house. Same goes for customer care. At Netia, around 80% of calls is handled through the outsourced partners. At Dialog, it's all in-house. So, but that also leads to the conclusion that one should not think about headcount reduction in Dialog. We are talking about new Netia and new processes and new organization, and then deciding upon what is the optimal number of employees to support this, both in-house and outsourced. Again, you will appreciate the fact that I will not get into the more details, because once we have any specific numbers, I'm of the opinion that it's first an employees who should hear, you know, why and when and how this new organization will be put in place.
Sure, got it. And one final question. Have you decided if you will keep the Dialog brand?
Those decisions are still pending, but that one in particular is fairly easy, as obviously Netia brand is a national and with such a strong presence. So it's more of a question on for how long and in what way are we going to use the Dialog brand, i.e. regionally for the specific product range, and for how long is it needed for the transition. But definitely we will be working on the stronger brand, which is Netia, as the whole company.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions, so I'll turn the call over to Mr. Godlewski for final comments.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all the questions and being with us for more than an hour. There is a lot of topics we had to cover with you, but you know, I'm really excited to say this was a very good year of 2011 for Netia, and toward the end of the year we've completed those transformational transactions. Some people say Netia has been working on or waiting for 10 years, and I'm excited to say the new Netia will be a very different company with a very stable profitability outlook, but also very actively moving into TV area, very much as we did the transformation 5 years ago from telephony into becoming an internet company. And I hope you will follow us with the same excitement and positiveness. Thank you very much, and looking forward to seeing you in person.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. You may now replace your handsets.